Rascescemi cuccieri, cuccieri, cuccieri. Rascescemi cuccieri, cuccieri, cuccieri.
Я б им топі чесала, чесала, чесала. Я б им мамка не знала, не знала, не знала. Я б им мамка не знала, не знала, не знала. Мамка буде дивити, дивити, дивити. Я вся буду ганьбити, ганьбити, ганьбити. Я вся буду ганьбити, ганьбити. Ой, Марічко, люблю тя, люблю тя, люблю тя. Зариш мені когуття, когуття, когуття. Зариш мені когуття, когуття, когуття.
Traditional Ukrainian folk song, Chicheri, and that was performed by a group called Chervona Ruta, which translates into English as the Red Rue, and that is from a compilation CD of 200 MP3s, and those are digital copies of vinyl recordings made over probably many decades, and that one probably harkens back to about the 1970s or so. Again, that was Chervona Ruta and Chicheri. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макорі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину.
Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-McCory, по-українське Павліна. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have a very summery recipe for a traditional Ukrainian soup,
And as well, we've got Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a story about a surprising Ukrainian hero. As well, we've got news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today, our usual proverb of the week, and of course, plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Calgary, Alberta, and they are called Jeto, which means rye. And here they are from their self-titled CD and a song called Chubate, or Boots.
Ой, купила чоботи, збуга я, не бояться холоду нічого. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили клопоту ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи, збуга я, не бояться холоду, ай-я-я. А за ті чоботи щось їдав, а за ті чоботи дочки взяв. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили клопоту ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи, збуга я, не бояться холоду, ай-я-я. А це та дівчинонько, що любив. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили клопоту, ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи, збуга я, не бояться холоду, ай-я-я. Ой, затіни чоботи, кусточку, а хто мені вибере сорочку. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили.
and a group called Susida. They are from Ukraine. Susida means neighbors. That is from their CD called Hop Stop Canada, which means more or less on the way to Canada. And that song was titled Hulayu Ya, which is all about having a good time dancing the night away. And speaking of dancing, keep those dancing boots strapped on. Up next is Kalabai from Edmonton, Alberta, and a Cossack song. And this is all about, again, having a good time, but kind of to blot out what's happening tomorrow, and that is going off to war. Kalabai and Rozvevaysya Zelenay Bayrache.
Завтра мороз буде, забирайся, молодий козаче, завтра погіб буде, забирайся, молодий козаче, завтра погіб буде, я морозу та й не боюся, зараз розіб'юся, я походу та й не боюся, зараз уберуся. Походу, та й не боюся, зараз уберуся. Ой, бігалки, галки чорнобілки, сідайте додому. Ой, ми хлопці, хлопці запорожці, верніться додому. Ой, ви хлопці, хлопці запорожці, верніться додому. Полетіли, та й посідали, туман нарагає. Ой, раділи, та й рататіся, гей, малих пускає. Ой, раділи, та й рататіся, гей, малих пускає. Козаками улай загарцує, тільки нами, нами козаками улай загарцує. А вже галки, галки чорнобілки, усе поле криві. А вже хлопці, хлопці запорожці, чару народили. А вже хлопці, хлопці запорожці, чару народили.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello! Chilled soups are always great in the summer. Ukrainians love borscht, both hot or cold, and there are certainly many Ukrainian delicious recipes for both. The one I have for cold borscht with sour cream is very easy to make and a very popular favorite in Ukraine, as I found when I visited there a few years ago. The fresh dill, green onion, and cucumber make this soup really refreshing. This recipe will serve four. You'll need the following. 3 beets cooked, 1 cucumber peeled, 1 cup 10% cream, 3 hard-cooked eggs chopped, 1 tablespoon green onion, finely chopped, 2 tablespoons fresh dill, finely chopped, and 1.5 cups of sour cream. Salt and pepper to taste. All you have to do is grate the beets and cucumber, then add the cream, eggs, green onion, dill, and the sour cream, and mix, and season to taste. Chill very well. Serve cold in chilled soup bowls, jewel-studded, if you have them, with an extra dollop of sour cream. Seat yourself and begin an evening of feasting, nobility style. Yes, in Ukrainian tradition, dinner, especially in the homes of the well-to-do, although also in peasant homes, always began with soup. Often 3, 1 cold and 2 hot. This has been common all over Central and Eastern Europe for centuries. So until next time, treat yourself with the soup that's fit for kings and queens. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Up next, a group from Toronto, Canada, and a very recent release. It is another traditional Ukrainian folk song. The group is called Dunai, and this is from a CD that they just launched this past spring. And the song is called Susidko, Neighbor Girl.
Співаємо пісню веселеньку про сусідку, молоденьку про сусідку. Заспіваємо, серце наше звеселяємо. Ой, сусідко, 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 позич мені решітко, решітко. Я син муки, потрясу, потрясу, завтра рано принесу, принесу. Я син муки, потрясу, потрясу, завтра рано. Заспіваємо пісню веселеньку про Венгерку, молоденьку про Венгерку. Заспіваємо, серце наше звеселяємо. Ой, Венгерко, 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 позич мені люстерко, люстерко. Я сивуса пікручу, пікручу, завтра в райці доручу, доручу. Я сивуса пікручу, пікручу, завтра в райці доручу, доручу. Ти, 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 ти
National Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. The Legion of Ukrainian Siege Riflemen, Sichevi Strelci in Ukrainian, was the first Ukrainian military unit of the 20th century. The siege fought on the site of Austro-Hungary with dreams of independent Ukraine in the near future. Among the Sichevi Strelci were many Ukrainians of Jewish descent. Ludwig Rosenberg, also known as Volodymyr Chernyi, was a highly honored senior member of the Siege Riflemen. Unfortunately, in the early 1920s, he was seduced, then betrayed by the communist ideology, which left him a broken and a marked man. One of our museum's founding members, Yaroslav Dashkevich, knew Rosenberg, who had been close friends with his parents, also well-known Ukrainian independence activists. Yaroslav's mother was Olena Stepanyev, the first Ukrainian woman officer and a cornet of the Sichevi Strelci. His father, Roman Dashkevich, was a general in the Ukrainian National Republic Army. Yaroslav was born to Olena and Roman Dashkevich in 1925. He became an honorary scientist of Ukraine and an illustrious scholar who worked with the Rushevsky Institute of Archaeology at the National Academy of Sciences of Ukraine. In 2008, 2 years before he passed away, Professor Dashkevich shared his recollections of Ludwig Rosenberg with Dr. Yuri Oppelbaum, a historian at our center. A transcript of the interview and Rosenberg's complete memories can be found at our website. Yaroslav Dashkevich was 14 when he met Rosenberg, who came to visit his family in the fall of 1939. World War II was already underway, and Yaroslav's father had fled Lviv. Dashkevich recollected Rosenberg telling his mother about his brutal treatment while imprisoned in a Polish concentration camp and of his dream to settle down in Bielokamień. They also discussed the alarming situation emerging because of the war. Rosenberg's illusions towards communism had been shattered. He was again able to see the political reality from a purely Ukrainian national stance. And between the communists and the Nazis, Ukraine's future looked very grim. It was obvious that Rosenberg considered himself a Ukrainian. He spoke impeccable Ukrainian, and his letters written in Ukrainian are stored in the Central Historical Archive of Lviv. The feeling was mutual. At that time in Ukraine, Dashkevich recalled, the ethnicity was irrelevant. What mattered was a person's attitude towards Ukrainian independence. Many Jewish Galicians were eager to join the Ukrainstvo, the Ukrainian identity and nationhood. The Ukrainian nationalists warmly welcomed them into the community. For Jews in Poland, it was much different. The Polish community was heavily influenced by the anti-Semitic propaganda of the Polish National Democratic Party. In Ukraine, however, Hitler's genocidal policy towards the Ukrainian Jewry was widely considered a crime against Ukraine as a country. Because of this strong sense of unity, many Ukrainians, including the commander of the Ukrainian insurgent army, Roman Shohevich, willingly sheltered Jews from the Nazis, despite the danger. Freedom-loving Ukrainians, including many Jews, fought a losing battle between two evil forces during World War II. Millions lost their lives to one or the other. Former Siege Rifleman Rosenberg lost his to the communists during Stalin's mass repressions in the Western Ukraine between 1939 and 1941. After Rosenberg's death, Yaroslav Dashkevich worked tirelessly towards reconciliation between the Ukrainians and the Jewish people. Not least of all because Jews helped him survive the years of Soviet oppression, in the Gulag and during the many times he faced starvation after being fired by the Soviet dictatorship for his dedication to Ukrainian national goals. The lives of Rosenberg and Dashkevich are only two of the legions of lives that symbolize the deep and strong historic bonds between Ukrainians and Jews, bonds which are a constant threat to outside forces with vested interests. You can find out more about Ludwig Rosenberg and Yaroslav Dashkevich at our website www.jewishheritage.org.ua. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until the next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. from a small town not too far from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. That was a young man by the name of Jason Chernoboy, and that was the Cajun Two-Step. And that is not really traditional Ukrainian music, but certainly it is considered so and is very common at gatherings where you'll find Ukrainians in the local area. And coming up next is another throwback to the past. This is going back probably about the 1960s. A group called the Interlake Polka Kings, also from Manitoba, just a little bit inland. And this is another traditional Ukrainian folk song going quite a ways back. It's called Pisho Did Porebe, Grandpa Goes Picking Mushrooms.
Под підпеньки, аки твої посушив, бабо не мне генки, аки твої посушив, бабо не мне генки. Баба по шнітанку, кід назбирав помікід, баба помож п'янку, кід назбирав помікід, баба помож п'янку. Гробів по момиску, баба свої під піночки зварила аж лишку, баба свої під піночки зварила аж лишку. Водою. Баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою. Баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою. Баба плаче, бо їй голод не дає спокою, аки собі попоїв, дай вуса рукою, аки собі попоїв, дай вуса рукою. Пішла до мене, я все гречі попоїв, дай піду без тебе, я все гречі попоїв, дай піду без тебе.
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Ukraine's Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin on August 12th accused Kremlin leaders and the leaders of the self-proclaimed republics of Donetsk and Lugansk of escalating violence and breaking the truce in eastern Ukraine. The latest examples of escalation of the situation were a deliberate and clearly planned operation, both in Shirokinya and Starokhnativka. All these cases are examples of how the Russian side, along with Donetsk and Lugansk, tries to derail the implementation of the Minsk agreements. Ukraine's military said on August 10th that 400 Russian-backed militants, supported by tanks, had attacked government forces around the village of Staronativka, 60 miles away from the strategic port city of Mariupol. Militant leaders have denied attacking Ukrainian troops. The representative of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, Denis Pushilin, blamed Ukraine for failing to fulfill the truth commitments entirely. Kyiv has not implemented a single point of the Minsk agreement, has not implemented fully. At least 6,500 people have been killed since fighting between Ukrainian troops and combined Russian separatist fighters started in April 2014, according to UN estimates. Federica Mogherini, the European Union's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, has called into question Russia's commitment to de-escalating its military activities in Ukraine, saying that increasing attacks in government-held areas in the war-torn east violate February's ceasefire deal agreed in Minsk. The renewed escalation of the conflict raises the number of casualties as a result of attacks on several government-controlled areas today and in the night of August 10th on Starokhnativka, and violates the spirit and the letter of the Minsk agreements. Ukraine's army reported 87 attacks against its troops' positions overnight using artillery, rockets, and mortars, leaving one Ukrainian soldier dead and three others with serious injuries.
Ukrainian military spokesman Oleksandr Mortyzanyk said on August 13 that combined Russian separatist forces had significantly intensified their attacks over the last few weeks. In his daily brief, he said over the past 24 hours, militants fired almost all types of weapons on Ukrainian army positions in eastern Ukraine, a total of 152 times. Mortyzanyk said, "It is worth noting that yesterday alone, the Kremlin-backed mercenaries fired artillery systems 20 times, mortars 32 times, Grad multiple rocket launchers 15 times, and grenade launchers and small arms 100 times along the line of contact." Avika Dasik, the chairman of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, described the latest escalation in East Ukraine as alarming. Alexander Hoog, deputy chief monitor of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, on August 13th said his team had witnessed a sharp rise in attacks along the front line.
In the last week, across Donetsk and Luhansk oblasts, OSCE monitors have witnessed yet more violence, resulting in the injury and death of civilians and combatants, as well as the destruction of housing and other infrastructure. Moreover, there is reported use by all sides by the use of heavy weapons, including 122 and 152 caliber artillery.
Two Ukrainian soldiers on August 12th were killed and 10 wounded. At least one woman has been killed in militant-controlled Donetsk and another injured. Ukraine's military every day this week has reported heavy artillery attacks, as well as a fresh series of attacks near the strategic port city of Mariupol. The European Union on August 12th said the escalation in attacks on government-controlled areas in eastern Ukraine violates the truce agreed with Russian-backed militants in February.
What are you doing? Ukraine's security service has detained a commander of a militant brigade from the self-styled Donetsk People's Republic. Officials say the fighter, nicknamed Trump, joined insurgent ranks in April last year and was directly involved in fighting against government troops in areas including Slovyansk, Ilovaisk and Debaltseve. Criminal proceedings have been opened against the Ukrainian native on charges of being involved in terrorist activity.
Four armored vehicles used by the OSCE's special monitoring mission in Ukraine have been destroyed in the militant-occupied eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk. The mission described the incident as a, quote, suspected arson attack and said it, quote, deplores such actions. The destroyed cars are believed to be worth more than $1 million.
This morning at 25 minutes past 2 o'clock, the SMM observed several OSCE vehicles on fire in the parking lot in front of its residence in Donetsk city. Firefighters responded quickly and tried to extinguish the fire. As a result, four vehicles of the SMM were destroyed by the fire. Investigations are ongoing.
The destruction of the OSCE cars took place at the mission's residence in Donetsk, the Park-In Hotel, from where OSCE monitors have now been evacuated. However, the mission says it has no plans to quit the city, but does intend to review its security measures. This comes just days after a protest outside the OSCE's hotel in which demonstrators expressed dissatisfaction with the mission and sprayed red liquid on the ground.
This is the last of a series of incidents affecting the security of the OSCE and its property. It seems that this sort of intimidation is aimed at stopping the OSCE from reporting what is going on in the area. We have called upon repeatedly those in effective control to provide adequate security for OSCE's property and its staff, and we continue to call upon those in effective control to provide this security.
In July, a similar incident took place, which the OSCE described as an orchestrated protest, which raised security concerns and limited the mission's movements. The OSCE mission in East Ukraine is in place to observe a ceasefire signed by Ukraine and Russian-backed militants last February, but which has only partially been observed on the ground.
Dutch prosecutors from a joint international criminal investigation into the 2014 downing of flight MH17 in eastern Ukraine say some of the debris recovered from the site may belong to a Russian-made missile system. The Netherlands National Prosecutor's Office said that the fragments, possibly from a Buk surface-to-air missile system, were in the possession of the Dutch Safety Board, which is conducting the civilian investigation into the crash. MH17 crashed over territory held by Russian-backed militants in July 2014. Killing all 298 people on board, most of them Dutch.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv.
Чорне море, гарне море, а все ядно, чорна гора, неня моя, чорна гора. Гей, 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 ніхто не зна, ніхто не зна, гей, гей, тебе сховалося, місяце не зна, гей. Щоб почула моя киця, неня моя чорна гора. Гей, 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 стріляй, моя рушениця, щоб почула молодиця, неня моя чорна гора. Гей, 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 чекай, куме, чекай, куме, гей, гей, куренєма, куме, куренєма, куме, гей, гей. Марито, маргарито, ми з кумом два бандита, за неї нині чорна гора. Гей, гей, гей. Тіто, Марито, маргарито, ми з кумом два бандита, за неї нині чорна гора. Гей, гей, гей. Чуєш, Іване, мій сине, гей, гей. З полонини пісня лине, гей, гей. Гей, ані
нікому не віддам рідного дому, за неї нині Чорна гора. Гей, 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 я нікому і ніколи не віддам ці гори доли, за неї нині Чорна гора.
From Ukraine, that was Vasil Hontarsky and Chorna Hora, Black Mountain. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. As well, live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get links to the podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page. Нежами вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. День, що минається, вже ніколи не повертається. And our proverb of the week translates as "A day that passes never returns." Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos. To take us to the end of our program, we have Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and the Off to Battle Kolomeka. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, Pokrinska Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.